Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Welcome back. Yes, indeed. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Came back with a little sharp-dressed man, ZZ Top. I'm here with the Vulgar Vogler, Matty G, Kevin Peanut, having a great Saturday morning. Here we are, the 15th of December already. If you're just joining us and didn't hear the early part of the show, just returned from the Legends of the Outdoors media duck hunt down at Real Foot Lake, Blue Blank Resort on Real Foot Lake. Great time was had by all. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment about the media hunt, a lot of great companies will be getting some of those folks on the show with us. Always like to bring new products and new ideas and things out to you all. We have muzzleloading hunting season coming up this next weekend. We'll be going down to the Ozarks for that hunt and have a camp, and we'll bring information from that hunt back to you. Hope everyone's ready for Christmas and has a great Christmas with their family and friends as we stare into 2019 coming up really quick. One of our great sponsors of the show is down in Valley Park, Missouri. We're going to go out and visit with Paul Hollis with RTP Outdoors. He has a wide variety of products, hunting products, ground blinds, tree stands, ATVs. It goes on and on and on. So without any further ado, got a great company out here in Valley Park, Missouri, RTP Outdoors. And we wanted to check in with our good friend Paul Hollis and see what he's got going on and what he's got to offer for you. I know the business has been growing since we first went out there with a radio remote some years ago. And let's bring Paul in on the show. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Hey, you got lots of things going on. You've got blinds, you've got ATVs, you've got et cetera. You do food plots. I just would like you to tell our listeners what all you got to offer at RTP Outdoors.
Ray, we've got it all, man. We've got a lot of things going right now. We've got a new machine that we've introduced called the Groundbreaker. You know, we've got the Genesis no-tills for food plots, but we've got a new machine called the Groundbreaker, which is more of a disc and drop type machine, less expensive, and it's more of an entry-level seeder. We've got good responses on that. The juries are behind us on that, and they love the machine. You know, we've got a lot of specials running right now on the hunting blinds, on the muddies. Buy a muddy, and with the bull blind or the penthouse, you get a free chair, free curtain kit, a free Yeti, things like that. We've got Yetis on sale. Yetis lowered their prices. They've got all kinds of new coolers, new colors, and they've lowered the prices because the competition out there is really eating into their market. We've got a new UTV called the Intimidator, or we've had the Intimidator for a while, but they've got a new one called a GC1, which is a 1,000cc Intimidator, fastest one in its class. I mean, you can run 75 miles an hour on that thing.
Wow. That's fast. I don't know if I want to go that fast on an ATV.
Yeah.
Well, you're one-stop shopping for all hunting accessories. You've got a line of blinds, and you've got. But one of the things that I find really interesting, I'm watching you guys with the food plots and all those things. Tell us a little more about your food plots and how that all works.
Well, we've hooked up with Dr. Grant Woods, as you know, and we've really got into where we're into the science of soil conservation and food plots. So we're making machines that, you know, is more, I don't know, I guess I'd call it ag style, where it's no-till, where you plant cover crops, you crimp it, you plant your food plots, you know, your soybeans or whatever you're going to grow. It gets you away from spraying and all this maintenance. It's just you crimp and plant, and it's a cycle, and it builds your soil health. And we've really kind of you know, got this down to a science, and we really learned a lot working with Grants over the last few years.
Yeah, food plots is important. A lot of places that you go and hunt really makes a big difference in your whitetail hunt. And it, well, of course, it's good for all wildlife. Now, if I remember right, you guys will also do food plots for people, won't you?
We will. Yeah, I mean, we can't do them, you know, everywhere. But if people are within, you know, a 2 or 3 hour drive, we're happy as long as you buy the seed from us. And we've got Eagle Seed, one of the brands we carry, Frigid Forage, and we've got some MFA different brands of seeds that we have. But as long as you buy the seed from us, we'll come and plant it for you, because we want everybody to have a great hunting experience. With the way the CWD scares are these days, you know, the state's gotten away from people feeding and that sort of thing. So, you know, the food plot business is really growing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What's the most popular ground blind that you guys provide out there that you have available?
The most popular one we have is a Muddy. I honestly don't remember what the name of it is, but we've got a Muddy soft side, and it's, you know, the framing on it is unbelievable. The canvas on it, you know, you're really comfortable in things. They're tall, they're roomy. Really, really impressed with the quality that these guys produce.
And you also provide those, I saw some blinds out there that were like fiberglass or, you know, plastic type. Explain those to me, the housing type blinds.
Yeah, those are Muddies, and you've got
muddy
blinds, but they're what they call their tower blinds. And you've got ones that they call the gunner, which are really for one man who's shooting a rifle. Then you can step up to the bull or to the penthouse, which, you know, they have archery windows, and they have, you know, just all kinds of accessories that fit these blinds. But, you know, you can get them on a 5-foot tower, 10-foot tower, 15-foot tower. But, you know, you're really hunting in comfort with those things. And it's not just hunting and comfort where it keeps you warm and dry. It's also concealing your scent.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. Play on words there, huh, Paul?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I mentioned earlier one-stop shop, and they can come out and see you guys. You guys got a big showroom there, and they can come in and look at the product. They can see the blinds. They can get hands-on. They don't have to order it out of a catalog. And you've got all kinds of things for them, from the coolers to the cooler cups, to the seed, to the ATVs, to the blinds. I mean, it goes on and on.
No, you're right. You know, we've got the blinds set up here where people can go out and you know, look through them while they're on the ground. But we've got them up on the towers where they can climb up in them and see what the view is. We've got a trail here out in back. We're on a 12-acre property here, and we've got a trail cut in the back where they want to take a UTV for a ride. You know, they can take it on out there. We've got food plots planted in the back if they want to see what some of the seed looks like when it gets popped out and it's growing. We've got it here. Just come and see it.
So all this hunting stuff, but I was looking at your website and see a pretty girl with a fishing rod. You getting into fishing stuff? What is this item she's on here?
You know, I found a product called the Ultra Skiff, and it's made by a guy down in Florida, and it's a round little boat, and you're probably like me. You probably fished a lot of ponds in your life in these little, you know, these little plastic boats, but for a big guy like me, they're really kind of unstable. But this boat gives you 360 degrees of, you know, area to look when you're fishing. And they're really super stable for pond fishing or even, you know, a small lake. You can get these things decked out with any kind of seat you want, trolling motors, all kinds of things. They're really, really cool little boats. And, you know, one man could throw in the back of your pickup, take it down the road and throw it in a little lake and, you know, have the time of your life.
What's impressive about the photo is she's standing up and fishing on this thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a pretty big guy, 6'4", close to 300 pounds, and I can stand up and move around on these things and not turn it over. So I'm sure a little girl out there with a fishing pole will do just fine.
Okay, Paul, RTP Outdoors, 427 West Outer Road. You're in Valley Park, Missouri. Why don't you give us out a website and information how people can contact you and some store hours?
We're here from 8 to 5 during the week. We have limited hours on the weekend, but if somebody wants to see something and we're not here, we'll come in and meet them. We're happy to. We'll take product to you if you want to see it. But check us out on rtpoutdoors.com or give us a call, 636-825-8300.
Paul, thank you for taking the time to getting on the show with us. We've been trying to catch you. You're a busy, busy man. You're hard to catch.
Yeah, ask my wife about it.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you. Have a great weekend, and we hope to get down to see you guys real soon, okay?
All right. That sounds great, Ray.
Thanks, Paul. That's Paul Hollis, RTP Outdoors, 427 West Outer Road, Valley Park, Missouri. That's www.rtpoutdoors.com, and we'll see you all on the other side.